Let's do one on Mr. Let's see. Guy, G-U-Y, Anderson, last name, A-N-D-R-S-O-N, date of birth, 11-9-55. Hey, babe. Mr. Anderson is a 66-year-old gentleman who lives in the Woodlands, Texas, W-O-O-D-L-A-N-D-S. Patient was evaluated today for worsening condition, period. His history is consistent with 66 in North Dakota, has two brothers, three sisters. He married a young lady 12 years ago who he's married to at this time, and she provides care for him at home, period. In the paragraph, he used to work as a consultant for mold and asbestos company. He was disabled in 2016 due to Alzheimer's dementia, period. In the paragraph, past medical problems is really COPD, history of alcohol abuse, and Alzheimer's dementia. Family history is positive for some sort of cancer and Alzheimer's dementia. Period. Surgery, he hasn't had any recent surgery. Period. In the paragraph, since he's been placed on disability, his condition is worsening. He has been seeing Dr. Whiteley, W-H-I-T-E-L-E-Y, for the past 6 to 9 months, but patient is no longer able to get out of the house, has been on home health, but his condition is worsening to the point that his wife is seeking more help and possible hospice at home. Period. Review of system. He sleeps about 18 to 20 hours a day. He's tried a numerous medication because of behavior issues. None has really worked for him. He has decreased appetite. He's lost about 16 pounds in the past month or so. He has COPD. He used a nebulizer. He's able to walk with assistance. He's now becoming total ADL dependent. Has had a few falls. He's at a high risk of fall. He wears diapers. He's bowel and bladder incontinence. Has seen Dr. Rossi, R-O-S-S-I, neurologist, who diagnosed him with Alzheimer after he had a full workup, including CT, MRIs, and blood work done, period. In the paragraph, currently he's confused, agitated, forgetful, has had history of fall, not eating very much, appetite is diminishing, has had issues with aspiration and some nausea and vomiting at times, period. In the paragraph, he thinks it's 1972, and he's confused as to person, place, and time. His medications currently include Celexa, 10 milligram, O-L-A-N-Z-P-A-I-N-E, once a day, Aricept, 10 milligram a day, Namenda, 10 milligram a day, Flomax, 0.4 milligram a day, Ventolin and Atrovent per inhaler, period. The paragraph, patient and wife have in the past decided on no hospitalization and a DNR status, period. In the paragraph, his wife states that he's had issues with alcohol abuse and has been an alcoholic and has had behavioral issues and has had very behavioral issues and has been very difficult to deal with and has been violent in the past, period. In the paragraph, he spent 3 months in a respite care. He's back at home. His wife wants to care for him at home, but she definitely needs more help than she can provide at this time. Go down, put under social. He quit smoking years ago, ETOH, heavy ETOH use in the past. Allergy, Seroquel. An exam, we find Mr. Anderson to be very confused, agitated from time to time. He weighs 58 pounds, 98, temperature 75, pulse 17, respiration 103 over 70, period. In the paragraph, his wife used to work at HCA Houston emergency room as an ER tech. She's 26 years junior of his age, period. They have a 12-year-old daughter at home. Heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs, few bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen is soft, scaphoids, neurological There's no focal neurological deficit, lower extremity shows muscle wasting, skin shows decreased turgor. Assessment here, we have a 66-year-old gentleman with history of early Alzheimer's dementia. His condition has deteriorated with decreased appetite, decreased weight, agitation, confusion, forgetfulness. He doesn't remember who he is. He thinks it's 1972. He's lost weight. He's been agitated and has had behavioral issues and combative in the past, to the point that his wife sleeps on the couch because that separates their bedroom from their 12-year-old daughter's bedroom, and she's concerned about the safety of their daughter, period. Any paragraph given, patient's current status, patient is definitely hospice appropriate. Given his worsened month, it's expected that most likely patient will die of complications of Alzheimer's in the next 6 months. Hence, his hospice appropriate at this time. Period. Nikaidaf will continue with his current medication at this time. The hospice nurse will provide education and help for patients and his wife at home with the help of hospice aides to provide refuge for his wife to be able to care for him at home, and hopefully to avoid placing him in a nursing home, which she would like at this time. Period. Patient is DNR status. They would like no more hospitalization and would like for patient to be kept comfortable from here on till he passes away, period. Patient's findings were discussed with wife at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.